Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
From Allstate, the safer you drive, the more you can save. At Allstate, better protection costs a whole lot less. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Of the Bloom Daddy Radio Network starts right now. Here's your host, a man only a mother could love, and I'm not quite sure she even does.
I'm like Scott, time to go bands. I'm like peace out towns and Zan. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad show at the wrong time. Still, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not.
Good morning and welcome to the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. This is Otis, not quite filling in for the big guy, but he is kind of taking it easy today because Mr. I never get sick, isn't really sick, but he just really doesn't, he's trying to save his voice.
I wanted to play the sidekick role today. I wanted to see what it was like. I like it.
There was an episode of MASH where they did Boxing Day, so this is where Klinger, being me, takes over the camp for Colonel Potter being you. You are right. Colonel Potter that and works. I'm Klinger. Does that work? Oh, that's great.
I can't
there's,
laugh.
That's great radio.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay. You a Weird Al Yankovic fan?
Hell no.
So would you watch a biopic on Weird Al?
Hell no.
Well, there's a familiar face that's going to be playing Weird Al in a biopic that's coming to the Roku channel.
Okay.
Wanna guess who it is?
Playing Weird Al?
Yep. Famous. Been in probably 8 very, very successful movies.
Woody Harrelson.
Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter is going to play Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I could see that. You put a perm on him, curly hair.
Yep
I could see it. I was at Jamboree in the Hills when Weird Al Yankovic played.
Disaster.
And me along with 60,000 other people exited stage left.
At least.
Went home.
You know, I mean, his style of humor was...
The Amish song is pretty damn funny. That's the only one. Then after that, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm
good.
There's a lot of, I mean, I respect what he does, but
yeah, I don't.
I'm not going out of my way to listen. And there's no way I'm watching a biopic on Weird Al Yankovic.
No, not a chance.
So there's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Okay, his name's Victor Davis Hanson. He warned that America is declining as a society into a danger zone and that one of the main culprits is a refusal to prosecute crime and equally execute the nation's laws. He chided that woke ideology and said that it needs to be redefined as an evil and cruel ideology in order to fit its tight spread. What he's saying everything is unwinding. He says when you look at the train tracks, there's this huge thing going on out in California, out in L.A., where what these people are doing, these freight trains are coming by that are hauling goods that are supposed to end up on your shelves at your store.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're looting these freight trains. And they're just scattering the packaging, the boxes, the peanuts, the styrofoam, anything that's associated with it.
Okay.
He says, when you look at the train tracks in that trash, you say this is not a third world country, but we're becoming a third world country. And if you've seen the pictures or you've seen the video of what's going on out in L.A. at these freight yards, I mean, it's just it looks like a tornado went through. I mean, it looks like a train, and then there's just garbage on both sides of the tracks. I mean, it's unbelievable what it looks like. Victor Davis Hanson went on to say academics call this system collapse, where all of a sudden a successful society suddenly doesn't follow its tradition, and rules and things happen that people cannot believe, such as emptying shelves, or you're not able to buy meat, or you go to fill up your car and it's $100, or people getting shot in the street. And all of these things start to unwind the society. So the point is that it can't continue. And it can't. This is where we're going. This is woke culture is leading you down this, because when you don't have rules, we've talked about this, when you don't have rules and you don't prosecute the people that break the rules, what happens next is chaos. And that's what we're seeing.
I'm looking at a picture right now of what you're talking about. And this is Lincoln Heights in California. And you see the railroad tracks, and there are cardboard boxes and debris scattered everywhere. It looks like a train blew up, and everything that it was carrying is just scattered everywhere. And there are scavengers walking around, going through stuff, just picking through it. It looks like a landfill on train tracks. That's what it looks like.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very disturbing, to be honest with you. So Victor Davis Hanson goes on. One of his other things that he says, I think finally we have to redefine this whole woke ideology. We think it's kind of cute, or it's incompetent, or it's left wing, or it's Marxist, but it's cruel. It's mean. It tells you, me, every citizen, if you get hurt, you get shot, we're not going to worry about you. And the person who did that to you is probably going to be out without bail or not prosecuted for an earlier crime. It tells a young child, you in the present are going to learn good racism because there was bad racism in the past. It tells the old guy that is 68, like me, that's Victor Davis Hanson, if you need treatment, you may be the wrong color, you wait in line. And I mean, so he's telling you, we're
yeah, but we've created this.
We have.
All
of us. But we're regressing.
Yeah, all of us.
We're not
have.
Progressing, we're regressing.
Instead of speaking up and telling people to STFU. We've taken it because people have been afraid of being labeled a racist or labeled a sexist or a homophobe or whatever it may be. And so we have allowed this to happen. I just had this discussion with a buddy of mine the other day about the Cleveland Guardians, Indians, because I said Cleveland Indians. He said, you can't call them that anymore. I said, why can't I?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I?
Why can't you?
Well, because they changed their name. And blah. I said, I saw the Chiefs. I saw 60,000 Chiefs fans beating on drums during a playoff game. Chiefs have some balls. You know, they're not kowtowing the Atlanta Braves, but you had Indians ownership propagating this woke culture because they didn't have the balls to stand up and say, no, we're not changing it. And then we go with it. We just go with it. Well, they're the Guardians now. No, they don't have to be. Call them the Indians. You don't have to roll with that. Don't go to games. Say, I'm not going to spend my money with you because you are promoting woke culture, but we still go. You know, it's the same. It's people complain about it, but they're complicit. And what's going on?
And here's what we have. I mean, what's going on is in the big cities, in 25 years, we're looking at the highest murder rates that have been around since, you know, I mean, the 90s. We've got former New York Police Department Commissioner Howard Safir. He's attributing the high murder numbers last year to several factors, including cancel culture and woke mentality that assumes that police are racist and brutal.
We've seen this in society before, though. The pendulum always swings way too far one way, and then it gets crazy, and people swing it back the other way. It will swing back the other way, but it's got to happen sooner rather than later.
Is it going to be too late?
People got to step up and say simply, I'm not putting up with this stuff anymore.
Is it going to be too late when it swings back?
You know?
That's the question,
yeah.
Because look at that. You've got a girl out in California that was stabbed at a furniture store. You've got a lady that was pushed into the subway tracks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the crimes
are... You're always going to have crime, though.
You're always going to have crime, but it seems like it's out of control. And, you know, I mean, there's not... And the people that are want to defund the police... These big cities that wherever all these murders are spiking are the defund the police cities.
Yeah, and I think the point that needs to be made is there's always been crime, there's always going to be crime. But to your point, it's more brazen than I've ever seen. Like people just coming out and doing things that are so heinous that it's shocking to you.
And I think one of the other things that we've got to do is look at the people that are prosecuting. They're letting these people go. These judges, these DAs, they're going for lesser sentences. They're going for a lot of different things, and you know, it's becoming chaos. 7:15 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Coming up, we're going to touch on some legal stories with Wendy Patrick coming up next.
Well, everybody else is getting out of bed. I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor flat like an idol singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
Win $1,000.
No way.
Way.
No way. No way.
Oh, baby. Yes way.
No way.
It's a grand in your hand. Listen every hour from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. weekdays for your chance to win. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
It's that time of year again. Cold weather, snow, you know, the type of weather that makes you want to stay inside by the fireplace. And that means Morning Wood in Flushing, Ohio is back, baby. Bloom Daddy here to tell you that Jimmy and Steve Velka have the driest, best-burning wood around, already split and harder than a woodpecker's lips. Call Jimmy with Morning Wood right now, 740-312-5803. Or head to Barlack Road near Flushing and get loaded up. Locust, maple, cherry, oak, all kept dry under a roof on a concrete floor. That's Jimmy, 740-312-5803.
By texting 818181, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Echelon. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at echelonfit.com/SMS.
You want to ride out and get on.
Mr. Worldwide, and I tell you all the time, why dream when you can live it? And that's why now we have an amazing partnership with Echelon to make sure and to help everybody out there make their fitness dreams a reality. I'm here to motivate. I'm here to inspire you every day, baby. Now, Echelon makes fitness affordable for everyone. So, no more excuses. Take your stress and turn it into sweat. Reinvent yourself into the new you that you've always wanted to be. Now take it from yours truly, Mr. 305, that said, Mr. Worldwide, let me and Echelon bring your fitness dreams to reality. Why dream when you can live it? You already know. I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
That's right.
And right now, for a limited time, radio listeners get up to $800 off MSRP. To get this Echelon exclusive radio discount, text HEALTHY to 818181. Text HEALTHY to 818181 to get up to $800 off MSRP. That's HEALTHY to 818181.
This is it, people. It's your last chance to get your authentic, fresh NBA jersey for free. Courtesy of Caesars Sportsbook. Bet a total of $100 on NBA games by January 19th, and you'll get a $150 gift card to use towards an authentic NBA jersey of your choice. The deadline is January 19th, so get your bets down by then. And you don't even have to win your wages. You just have to bet. You can bet before the games or even during, and when you've wagered a total of $100, a jersey is all yours. Download Caesars Sportsbook if you haven't already and place your hoops bet now.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Caesar Sportsbook, your app is ready, Emperor. Download it.
Must be 21. Offer valid for new and existing users who opt into this offer. Jersey awarded as a gift card. Options may vary. See full terms and eligibility restrictions at Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly.
If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, Recovery Centers of America can help. The holidays are over. The new year is here, and the time to act is now. Expert private care at Recovery Centers of America will get you on the road to recovery today. So call 1-888-RECOVERY now. At our fully accredited, world-class treatment centers located near you, you will be treated with compassion, dignity, and respect by our dedicated team of professionals. You will also benefit from specialized programs, 24-hour medical care, and the comfort of our outstanding facilities. Let us help you. We will answer your call 24/7 and can get you into treatment as soon as today. If outpatient care is right for you, you can receive a same-day assessment and attend therapy in person or virtually. And because we accept most private insurance plans, you get premium care without the premium price. Don't wait. Start your new year. Start your new life today. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now. That's 1-888-RECOVERY.
Get a taste of variety when you order off Domino's Mix and Match menu.
Let Wheeling Tire check your tires for better traction this winter. WheelingTire.com.
I'm Steven Rinella, the host of the Meat Eater podcast and the Netflix original series Meat Eater. As a hunter and wildlife enthusiast, the question comes up, how can you justify killing and eating animals that you love and protect? Well, that's part of what we wrangle with on the Meat Eater podcast, along with broader and often funnier discussions about living an outdoor life in the modern world. We insist on sharing challenging opinions to inspire thought and action. Listen to the Meat Eater podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bloom Daddy.
Welcome back to the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Otis sitting in the big chair for Bloom Daddy, who's in the studio, but he's just a little under the weather and doesn't really have the voice. Mr. I Never Get Sick, by the way. We just want to make sure we put that out. It's time now to take a look at some legal stories across the country and I guess the continent, really, because we've got one from Canada. Joining us now is Wendy Patrick. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. We also have one from the UK.
Oh, that's right. So let's start this off.
Global.
It's global today. So we're looking at Ghislaine Maxwell, and how are some of these allegations of romance with her are going to impact the legal case for Prince Andrew?
I love the way you teased it up. Allegations of romance. That's accurate in terms of this story, because what we're learning, well, I should say learning in quotes, some of this information came out. They're making a documentary, but supposedly, let's say it that way, there may have been something more than friendship between she and the prince. And if that's true, what does that mean? Well, remember that Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously, anybody in her circle might be guilty by association, especially Prince Andrew's already being sued by one of the Epstein accusers. So they're learning a little bit more about this relationship and, you know, the ease with which they got along and the things they did together. But I have to tell you, you know, as a 25-year lawyer, when I hear allegations, I always want to say, you know what, prove it up. I understand there are lots of romantic allegations swirling around this black book of Maxwell's. And now that she's a convicted felon in the U.S., they're learning a little bit more about her ties to the prince. But I'm going to stay tuned on this one.
Is there anything in a legal precedence, you know, a lot of times a spouse can't testify against their spouse. Is that correct?
Well, no, you certainly can if it involves violence against the spouse, the kids. There are lots of exceptions to that rule. But what you're getting at is privileges. And the law recognizes a variety of different types of privileges, you know, patient, doctor, priest, penitent, some spousal privileges. But, you know, there isn't a palace immunity. There's palace intrigue, but there isn't really a palace immunity exception that would apply to Prince Andrew. He's not a head of state, so it does not really seem like he has any protection from people that knew of he in his relationship with Ghislaine that would be able to protect them.
Okay. Let's move north of the border to Canada. Quebec, they plan to hit some of the unvaccinated with what they're calling a significant tax.
That's right. So it's sort of like some of the companies in the U.S. They've looked at the toll on the healthcare system that unvaccinated people may be having. Now, I got to say, the science is changing every day, as are the reports of the percentages of people that are getting sick with COVID, vaxxed or unvaxxed. But that is the rationale behind this unvaccinated tax. They're looking to charge them more if they refuse to be vaccinated. But I have to say, the headline belies some of what's behind the story. The list of people that refuse to be vaccinated does not include people that refuse for medical reasons or that have other reasons they can't be vaccinated. So it's not a punishment on those that would otherwise like to be immunized in some fashion, but aren't getting it. So there's more to the story, but that's the gist of the tax. Is the argument is the unvaccinated are causing this enormous rise in healthcare, and who pays for that? Now we'll see if that actually flies, if it works, if it's a good idea, or if the government changes its mind.
Could this set a precedent for maybe some of these people that are live an unhealthy lifestyle, that are maybe obese or, you know, chronic smokers, alcoholics? Could it set a precedent for that?
That is one of the best questions being asked by detractors, is what's next. In the law, we call that a slippery slope. If you're going to impose a tax for those that are driving up healthcare costs by being unvaccinated, why wouldn't you then look at the categories of people you've just mentioned? Great point.
Well, gee, thanks. I feel special now that I got a compliment from Wendy Patrick. So we've got one more here. We have a South Dakota man that's being charged after seniors at a community center unwittingly ate pot brownies. Now, this reminds me of an episode of Barney Miller when they brought brownies into the station and all the police officers ate them and they were all high. And it was a great episode of Barney Miller.
So you are just dating yourself with these references.
Well, I watch a lot of reruns.
Oh, good recovery. Okay. So, yes, this is a South Dakota case, and South Dakota has not yet gone green. That's the difference. So this man had to drive into Colorado, buy the pot, bring it back, made brownies. His 73-year-old mom didn't know they'd been made with brownies, and basically brought pot brownies to the potluck at the senior center. And, you know, when authorities were called because everybody, you know, was under the influence, that's exactly, you know, what they found. One thing that kind of struck me about this story as a career prosecutor is when I hear, the mom brought the brownies, I was like envisioning like a teenager. No, this man's almost 50. 46-year-old man was charged with possession of the drugs. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening. But it just goes to show you have to be very, very careful in terms of the things that you bring and consume when you don't know much about who brought them. It's one of the reasons many of us only buy things at grocery stores that have a date and a stamp on it saying, you know, when it was packaged and by whom. Potlucks can be dangerous, especially in states where marijuana is legal.
So let me ask you this. So he's being charged for possession. He's not being charged for what happened with the seniors?
Well, there's no indication that's what he intended. I'm sure that was the opposite. He probably wanted to eat them.
Right.
And mom took them and shared them with her friends. So his charges right now, that he's facing one felony drug charge. And we don't know what's going to happen with that, but we do know that his first court appearance is scheduled for January 25th. So I'm sure he'll find out his fate. And let this be a lesson to people in other states that just, you've got to make sure that your conduct complies with the laws of your state. And I'll be interested in following this one to see exactly what they charge him with. Because I got news for him. That's not the first time that something like this has happened.
I'm sure.
These cases like this. Yeah.
Is there any chance that his mom gets charged?
Well, there's no indication she knew. You know, that's the thing, is you've got to intentionally, engage in conduct. We call that mens rea in the law. And there's no indication that she had any idea that the brownies were baked with THC butter. In fact, the story says to the contrary. The 73-year-old woman who brought them had no idea, and no doubt was just horrified when the police actually responded to several calls of what they talked about as a, quote, possible poisoning. So that is how badly some of these seniors reacted after eating the brownies.
Wow. And the only thing I can think of is that the sales at the commissary on Doritos and Cheetos just went through the roof at that senior center.
Yeah, right.
Wendy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You have a great day. So that would be, it's not funny, but it is funny in a way that,
you kind of feel bad for the guy a little bit. He didn't do it on purpose.
No.
I mean, he made them for himself, and his mom decides to take his brownies. Should charge mom.
Hide your stash. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
your mom's 73. She probably can't reach on top of the cabinet. Put it on the top shelf. Dude, you got to hide it,
yeah,
dude.
You know,
show some common sense.
It is a funny story, though. Thankfully, nobody got hurt.
Exactly.
But you got a bunch of 86-year-old people wandering around smoked on weed. I mean,
orange fingers from the Doritos and Cheetos. I mean, that'd be great. So
sorry.
Politics left, right, center. Right around the corner.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.